Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Nas speaking. May I please have the zip code and first and last name on the account you're calling in about?
Yes. It's the zip code is 77005. And the customer's name is Constance Giles, G-I-L-E-S.
Seven seven zero zero five was the zip code, correct?
77005.
And that last name one more time?
Oh, Giles with a G. G-I-L-E-S. Constance Giles.
I'm not located in an account with that last name and zip code.
Last name? G-I-G, as
yeah,
in
Giles,
good,
but,
with a G, like in good.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
It's no problem.
Okay. G-I-L-E-S, try it under Thomas. Thomas, T-H-O-S.
The first name would be Thomas?
My name is Constance, or Connie Giles.
And, all right, let's see.
Sorry.
No rush, ma'am. You're fine.
Thanks.
No problem. I don't have an account under a Thomas or a Connie or a Constance. Can I ask what product you're calling in for?
Well, I am calling because I have been receiving all these boxes. I ordered one box a year or so ago. And they keep sending me more of the omega-3 supplement, OMAC-3. And then they sent me some pet ones. And I've been charged for all these on my American Express card.
Oh, okay. I understand.
And anyway,
let's see. So, would you by any chance have a different zip code I could use or look up?
No, 77005. Is that, did I say it wrong the first time? It's 77005.
It's just I'm not.
Go ahead. Dash 153. Well, anyway.
I'm just not finding any account with the last name Giles. G-I-L-E-S.
Huh.
Had you have ordered the... Where did you order the... Did you order the product from a website?
I ordered it from an advertisement on television.
Okay.
And I called it in and it's been a year or a year and a half or so, and I've been charged a whole lot of money, and I had called back and canceled it, but I've received all these and it's still been charged to me, so I need a refund, and I'm going to send the unopened boxes back.
I understand, ma'am. I'm definitely going to try to help you. I'm just...
Thank you for helping me.
Okay, you said you ordered it from an advertisement on television?
Correct.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
Take your time. I've tried to call many times. I just ended up having to wait for so long. I just would hang up, and I hated to just send them back without, anyway, getting a refund assured. to me.
I understand.
Thank you.
I'm just talking to my supervisor now about seeing what we can do to help
you
out.
Sir.
No problem.
Thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to get to my supervisor.
Now, do you have the... I just don't want to get disconnected.
Ma'am?
I'm here.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.
The noise.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm still here. I'm just trying to get to my supervisor.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Like my light, I'm just looking at one of my charges on my American Express in April. Anyway. It was $119.85. And it says on my charge, Omax Health 0705 after that. Does that mean anything?
I would.
You don't know.
Zero. Oh, yeah. Not like I don't know anything about the charges. The like the charge numbers
well,
in your
I mean,
account.
No, I know, but it just says on the charge. It says Omax Health. Then it says 0705. I don't know if that means an account number or what. I just wondered if that made anything. Made a difference to you or anybody.
And the last name was G I L E, correct?
G I L E S with an S.
Okay.
Giles ending in S as in
and,
Sam.
And you said the first name could have, what was the name of the your husband again?
Well, it's. I think it's right here. It's under my name now that I'm looking on one of my bills that I was charged.
Mm-hmm.
Constance, C-O-N, STANCE, middle initial F as in Frank, and then again, GILES as in Sam. It ends in S.
Right. Still trying to locate it myself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. One moment. I'm also having my supervisor help me out with searching for it, so just give us one moment.
Thank you.
Could you spell that? Could you spell your name for me one more time?
The whole name?
No, just the first name.
Oh, Constance. C O N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A, N as in Nancy, C as in cat, E, and then a middle initial F as in Frank, and the last name, G as in good, ILES as in Sam.
Thank you. All right. And you didn't order this from like Amazon or any web or anything like that?
No. Uh-uh.
And was it, did you, when you ordered it, was it from omaxhealth.com? Or was it strictly through a television?
No, it was omaxhealth.com, and I called my phone to order it. The telephone number given on television with the ad.
All right, ma'am, I have an account here.
Huh?
I have an account
What?
here.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You found it.
Yes, ma'am. So it was the Omax vitamin D3 supplements and the Omax 3s. They were set to be 2 months. You will receive a box every 2 months.
Now, wait a minute. Would you, I mean, repeat that
It
again.
was.
Tell me again what you just said. It was
It
the, was Omax.
Omax. It was Omax 3 and Omax vitamin D3s, in which you receive a shipment every 2 months. It was a set on a 2 month continuity.
Wait. Just say it slowly. It was Omax 3 vitamin D, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. Omax 3s and Omax vitamin D3s. They were set to have a shipment every 2 months.
Ship every 2 months.
Yes, ma'am.
What every 2 months means it would
You.
skip a month, 1 month, and then it skip that month and then the next.
Yes, ma'am.
One, then one, and one. And I also, they sent me some for some an animal, my dog. They sent me a couple of boxes for the dog, but they were expired.
A dog product? I don't think we.
Yeah,
I
animal
can.
product.
I can check
Supplements
to see if we
for the
issue that.
dog. Fish oil for the dog. A fish oil supplement for the dog.
I don't. Let's see.
Oh, and I was supposed, and I did receive fish oil supplements as well as vitamin D3 supplements.
I see that. I see that some that there was a pet health product that was set up. It looks like it was canceled.
Well, I received several boxes of them.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like the pet health was canceled. It hasn't been shipped out since last year.
What date?
The last shipment, the next shipment that was set to come out was on the 25th of July, so literally a year ago.
So it has not been sent since last July 25th.
Yeah, or before July 5th, 25th, actually.
And I also received fish oil supplements.
That would be the that'd be the
The
D3s.
omega 3. I received those as well as the vitamin D3.
Yeah, so you have the I see the Omax 3 and I see the D3. Those are both here.
Okay. Oh, you've seen both. So
Yes, ma'am.
both. They were
Yes, ma'am.
separate things. Okay. And the vitamins. Okay. Now, do you have down how much it was charged to me, these six?
So this was on a 2 month continuity. Every,
But I did
let's
not
see.
agree to the 2 month continuity. That's the problem.
So you called on
They
the phone and or.
can, yeah, I called and I said, don't send me anymore. But then they ca it was kept coming every 2 months, I guess you'd say.
The last shipment of the product. Hold on. I just want to make sure. Okay. I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's okay.
One moment.
That's fine.
All right. So, yeah, I don't see any history of a call-in to cancel with this particular with these two products. The pet product was canceled, but this product, I don't see any history of a cancellation or a call-in. I can definitely cancel it now, but I mean, could you hold for one moment? I'll see what I can do. And how much product do you want to send back, ma'am?
I have about 8 or 10 boxes that have not been opened.
All right, I'm still here, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Do you have my number in case you would get disconnected for some reason? That you could call me back. I'm afraid if something happens on your side.
I'll definitely attempt to call you back. And I have your
You
number
have
here. Yes,
you
ma'am.
do 4713-412.
Yeah, 908. 28908.
8908.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
My name is Nas.
Nosh.
Nas, NAZ, as in zipper.
Okay, thank you, Nosh.
No problem.
Thanks for your time to help me.
It's no problem. I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
That's fine. As long as you're helping me, thank you.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just talking to my supervisor to see what I can do for you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just getting to my supervisor, see how far I can help go back with those.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Just trying to get help from my
Thank
supervisor. I'm just
you. Thank you. Tom, I'm on long distance with Omax. So, okay. Thank you. Bye bye. I'm sorry, my husband called on the other phone.
It's completely fine, ma'am. I understand.
And he said we did get another bill yesterday or the day before. So the bill I'm looking at now for $119.85. Now we have another bill that just came
Okay.
that he
So
has.
you want the bill for this month and last month refunded, correct?
Plus the others that I've not opened that I had called about and said don't send.
Okay. Well, my supervisor's looking into it right now. Just give me one moment.
Thank you.
One moment, ma'am. Sorry for the
Uh-huh.
hold.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
My supervisor's still just looking through the account, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
I appreciate your letting me know that you're still on the phone. Thank you very much.
No problem. Still just waiting on my supervisor, ma'am, to get back to me. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I apologize for the hold.
No, that's fine, as long as you're helping me, because I didn't know there were no dates on them or any on the boxes, and when I got them, and then I was in the hospital several months, and I didn't know how to return them when I didn't, they were just left at my house. Anyway.
All right, well, definitely checking for you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Me and my supervisor are talking about it now. But I'm getting her the information in your account, and she's seeing what she could do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Still here, ma'am. We're just dealing with it now.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Well, let's see. All right. Okay, help me one more moment. Well, ma'am, I would hate to lose you as a customer. I could discount any future charges as well as put a hold on there on the products that you have.
Now, what are you saying?
I'd hate to lose you as a customer. I could discount any further charges, like any future shipments.
Well, but I had called to cancel months ago, and they kept coming, and I'm going to send them back, and I should get credit for those.
I can, the thing is, I can't, we, they don't accept product back due to the whole coronavirus situation that we have right now. And with the refunds, I can do, we have a 30-day policy. I can only go back as far as, I can refund June's charges, but I can't go before that.
You have a what now? A
They have a,
30-day policy?
yeah, they have a 30-day return pol, they have a 30-day refund policy. I can
Okay.
refund the last charges on the account, but I can't refund before that.
Well, I have a charge in front of me that was charged April 21st, and my husband just refund just re has a new bill.
Okay.
So
That's it.
that would be $120 twice. That'd be $240.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Let's see.
Can you refund that these last two ones?
Give me one moment. I'll see what I can do, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
All right, ma'am. I'm gonna refund the last charge from this month. I'm still talking to my supervisor about what to do for the April charges. But
Okay.
I can do this month. It's just I
Okay.
have to get confirmation on anything beforehand.
For the April 21st.
Yeah, the April 21st one, because again, it's technically past the 30 days. I'm not sure if I can do that one, but I can most certainly do the one for June.
Okay. So when would you be able to ask the supervisor about the April 21st charge?
I'm asking them now. I'm just waiting on
Okay.
what, what for them to reply.
Okay. Sir, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm just getting this set up. I have
Thank
a. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I was just going to say they're not open. They've not been opened.
Yes, ma'am, I
They
understand.
just arrived at my doorstep.
One moment, ma'am. Ma'am,
Uh-huh.
unfortunately, as of right now, I can issue a refund for the last month's charge, for June's charge, but
Uh-huh.
I can't do April's charge as of right now.
Okay. What about, I mean, the fact that I had canceled them and they came anyway and they kept charging me and there was, okay,
I
well.
just don't. I mean, I definitely would do something about that if I could, but there's no history of a call. I had my supervisor check them.
I
I
know,
don't know.
I know.
So I can't, like, if I could act on it, I definitely would. I
Okay.
would want to. I
So
just.
now, okay, so you can give me credit for this charge, the
For the one.
1985.
I went ahead and set that up. You will get a refund of $119.85 back to your account and credit in 3 to 5 business days.
Well, do I give you the account number and the charge on my American Express, the account number on my American Express?
That stuff is still on file. So all I did was cancel the account and issue a refund. That
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I issued a refund for the $119.85 on with the
Okay.
card on file.
Okay. Which ends in, do you have the numbers it ends in to make sure it's the
The
right car?
last 4 digits I have with the card on file. Let's see. Would be ending in 6022.
Well, that is not,
It was an American Express card.
yes, but it's changed. The account number has changed, so I need to give you the new account number.
Well, I don't need the account number. What happened is the card that's on
Oh.
file, whatever account that is attached to, it'll go back to it automatically. So
It will, even though the account, it's on the American Express.
As long
But
as it's
even though
clean.
I got a new American Express with the different four numbers ending there, it'll go back to that, you're saying? It'll credit to a My American Express automatically. I don't need to give you the new number.
No.
Okay. Now, the boxes that have come, if I return them unopened, will I get credit for those?
They aren't accepting product back right now. They
They are
should,
not.
no, ma'am.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay. And what about the new, I mean, the April 21st
The
charge?
April 21st charge, again, we have a 30-day policy, so
Okay. So you're going to charge me credit me $119.85,
Yes, ma'am.
guaranteed to go on my American Express. You're saying I do not need to give you the updated American Express account number.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Now, can you give me a confirmation number that I will get this credit or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is that?
The confirmation number I have on file is 27597.
27597. 27597. That's my confirmation that I'll get $119.85 credited to my account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if it doesn't appear on the next bill, then I call back and I have this confirmation number. It should guarantee that I'll have that credit.
Yes, ma'am. I already put on file that that it was a that it should be a credit issued.
Okay, you're sure now that this
Yes, ma'am.
one, I'll get a credit for $119.85 issued.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but none of those before can be returned. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay,
Even
and
the
I
shipment
can't.
that you have for June,
Even this one
yeah.
that I'm just getting. cannot be returned. Well, the shipment I'm just getting, I cannot get credit for that?
No, the one for June, right? Uh-huh. You don't return, we just issue a refund. They're just not taking back product under any circumstances.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time and energy.
It's no
problem.
Working
for me. I do appreciate it. I'm just very disappointed because I know there's $800 worth or so that I've spent, that's been sent to me, at least.
I understand.
But I appreciate your working on this problem and trying to help me, and thank you for giving that one credit for me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting.
Okay. You have a good evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.